know, a lot of people out there on the street, Marvin, I'm glad you gave me this chance to sing this song with you. And the people out there in the audience can see what we're talking about. There's a lot of people out there want to make it without getting a job. It's impossible. You got to have a job. Now, I don't know. I always had to work hard myself. What about you?
Me too. Ever since I was a little girl.
You're still a little girl.
Thank you.
But you started working hard here. And everybody really enjoying you. And I just feel good being a part of a growing success. And I know that I believe that you're going to be about the biggest female singer, if not the biggest singer in the business. I better hurry up and find me another place before you run me out.
No, you made me. I'll never forget.
Well, I don't know.
And the people accepted me when you put me there.
Well, they accepted you because you had something and because you were doing a job. And I know that I'll... Hit it! The fellas kind of got hung up with the groove. I just feel like I want to talk a little bit before we sing, because once we sing it, it's all over. It's going to be on your album, and you got me leading. Is there anything that, first I'd like to ask you, did you have an idea that you would be as popular, as strong a singer as you are now?
No,
yeah?
Never.
Look, I'm getting in you going to pay me for all this? Am I going to get paid?
Well, of course.
Oh, okay, because I'm just a guest here, and I don't want to be running my mouth.
Keep on talking.
Thank you. Is there anything you'd like to ask me, since you're the boss right here?
Well, I'd like for you to sing this next number with me, so we can get it over to the people that if you don't work, you can't eat. You got to have a job.
Yeah, you're right. If you don't get a job,
you got to do something.
That's right. Then you really have a job.
That's right.
And you don't give them out by the week, they give them out by the year.
Yeah, a whole lot of them. Some folks call it the college.
Uh-huh. I got the feeling.
Baby.
You got it.
Baby.
You got it. Make me want to sing now. Look at me,
brother. What's
wrong with you, brother? Hey, we're trying to get it together, you know. Trying to tune up. Baby.
Baby.
I'm trying to get it now.
Got
the feeling.
I got
the feeling.
Yeah.
I got the feeling.
Baby.
I want to hum. Mmm, nah, nah.
Yeah.
Let Mason play a little bit before we start singing.
Yeah,
singer,
right.
Can't.
Well, he gonna shout all over everything.
Yeah, play a little bit, Mason, just a little bit. Play real soft so we can kind of talk, you know. Now, brother. What you think about that, Yeti?
He's out of sight. He got more soul. He just can't hold it all. You see how he's moving? Nice.
Well, look at that. All the people digging him, too. Give him a big round of applause, everybody. Let's make him feel good. That don't mean... Look, Mesa, look, after all, we're just visiting and...
That's right. He's gonna make me seem like a drag up here.
No, he's gonna make you seem like a drag. We're just visiting and you're giving us a chance to play with you. Of course, you got to pay us. I hope you know that.
All right.
Do we get paid?
Right.
Fellas? She said we'll get paid. We'll play this one, all right? Okay? All right, country? Clyde?
Yeah.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Charles? You know, Charles kind of sick tonight. He come all the way down and play your set.
Oh,
Charles Sherrill from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, that's out of
sight.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, brother.
Not a soul.
Okay, I'm going to join you. What do I say? If you don't work, you can't eat?
Yeah. You don't work? If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat.
You tell me.
You got to have a job.
Tell
too much meat on the table.
You got to have a job. Keep that family.
You can't eat if you don't work. You can't eat if you don't work. You can't eat if you don't work. You can't eat.
Look at you.
You've got to have a job if you want to keep yourself together. One more time,
you gotta say it.
In 1969, after 2.5 years of the James Brown Show, Marva Whitney struck out on her own. I asked her about her decision to leave, but she was not completely forthcoming.
Why would I leave at the time?